Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? I hope you're good. I'm actually just want to quickly start this by saying thank you so much for all the really lovely messages I've received about the podcast. Those of you saying that you're enjoying it, like, it really does give me a boost to keep on trying. I'm so sorry, the dog's just barged through the door and has now joined me, so apologies for any dog noises that come from behind me. But yeah, just really, really appreciate you taking the time to message me to say that you're enjoying it. And like, had a message today from a lady who said that she'd sent it on to her friend, recommended it to her friend who had two little ones and was feeling really stuck, like stuck in the house and stuff, struggling to get out. And so she passed it on to her. So just a big thank you, because yeah, it really does make the difference. And I really, really enjoy doing the podcast. I really do. There's just something about it. I don't know, maybe it's not having to show my face after being on Instagram for so long. It's quite refreshing not having to show my face, so you can't see that I'm sat in my Christmas PJs with a big ugly jumper on, hair scraped back off my face while I record this. Like, I'm just going to let you have the mental image that I'm well put together, sat with my podcast script, you know. Don't believe it. So yeah, I just really, really enjoy recording these for you and just sharing, yeah, just all the motherhoodness that's going on, really. And on that note of really enjoying myself recording podcasts, I've actually started up another one. So I know what you're going to say. What's she like? Well, yeah, I've decided to start up another one because I also, for many years since starting Play Hooray, 8 years ago, just to make me feel really old, I've always received messages in my inbox from, I even once got stopped at a kid's birthday party, someone asking me, you know, how could I have a little business like yours? How could I set something up on the side? How could I move my skills online? All those sorts of questions. And I really enjoy talking about that sort of stuff as well. I really enjoy the business side and giving advice. And yeah, it's like another branch to it all. So as I thought, it's slightly different and perhaps not for the same people that would be listening to this. I've set that one up as well. So if you are interested, it's called the Educator to Online Expert. So anyone who works with children or who has children and has been considering, or perhaps has even started the journey of starting up some sort of online business. I hate using the word side hustle. There must be another word for it, but just starting something upon the side, hoping that perhaps one day it will become a business or something like that. For anyone who's interested in that sort of business world chat talk, come on over. I hope you find it helpful. It's, yeah, once again, just some friendly advice, any things that I'm noticing, just sharing my thoughts on business really, and sort of any inspirations and of things that I notice. My latest episode was about lessons you could learn from the nail salon, so it's quite relatable content. But I really think I hope it will be helpful for anyone that's sort of in that headspace. So please do come on over. So because I've launched that now means that the mum mates will be bi-weekly. And we will be alternating with the educator to online expert. I'm getting myself mixed up. So I've now got the two podcasts running. Of course, you're welcome to join both. And I'd always really appreciate, love hearing your feedback and also some suggestions of like the content or topics you'd like me to cover. So please do send those in. Well, today I'm actually wanting to tell you a bit of a story about it just dawned on me the other day. And I think, you know, we're still, how are we still in January, guys? How are we still in January? It's just ridiculous. I saw someone on Instagram the other day. So it was like, happy 45th day of January or something like that. It really does feel like it. It's been dragging. Well, it was just the other day in the mirror. I was washing my face. I hate to brag, but I was washing my face. And it's not very often I don't have makeup on. I am a serious makeup wearer. I always have been. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy wearing makeup. And it's not that I'm afraid to like leave the house without it. I often do, as you've probably seen. I do the nursery run, dog walks. I do lots of things without it as well. Perhaps being on camera, there's that sort of, not pressure, but there's that extra motivation to have makeup on. I'm not sure. I've never really dug into that one, but I digress. So I was washing my face the other day and I just thought like, God, I really think my skin's improving. I really think it's looking a lot better. So back in, I think it was about December time, I went along. It was a weekend that the boys were with their dad. So I decided to go and have a little weekend away in London. I know, check me. Off to the bright lights of the big city. And I went down to London. The reason why I went there was I just happened to see there was an event being run by Glamour magazine. And it was all about empowering women, which just sounded right up my street. And a good excuse for me to wear my bright pink coat. So they had a morning session and an afternoon session. They had speakers. It was a really great day, actually. I really, really enjoyed it. And I highly recommend anyone going. And also the amount of people that were there on their own. I really thought it was going to be massive groups of girls and that would be the only loner in the room. It wasn't the case. There were loads of us on our own and everyone was really friendly, really chatty. It was just great. I just really, really enjoyed myself. So I took myself off down there. And part of the event, and I highly recommend, like, anyone can go. I got lots of questions afterwards about, like, just keep an eye out on loads of these magazines run these, like, day events, usually in London. But you do get a little gift bag with it as well. And because I did the morning session and the afternoon session, just because I wanted to make a full day of it. And it wasn't crazy expensive either. I think it was £20-£30 for one of the sessions. Part of that, you got a free gift bag. Now, I am I'm not a massive product girl, if I'm honest. I'm a bit of one of those who, when I've found a makeup I like, I stick with it. And I sort of stick to my routine and I stick to the same makeup. So possibly, some may say stuck in a rut, but I know what I like and I've had like the same foundation for years. Yeah, so I sort of, I'm not very good at like trying loads of new products. So it was a real treat to get this goodie bag and it was good. It was a really good goodie bag. I actually met a lady in the queue when I was waiting to go in. I'd been in the morning already and she was going in the afternoon and she was like, I'm just here to pick up the goodie bag and then I'm going home. And I was like, well, the event this morning was really good. Like, I was listening to the speakers. You got given, like, there was non-alcoholic or alcoholic cocktails on arrival. Like, there were nail bars. There was loads. There was a real buzz in the air. It was lovely. And she's like, no, I'm not bothered. I've just come to get the goodie bag. I'd never heard of that before. Whereas I was there with the to listen to the speakers and it was just a bonus that we got this goodie bag. Anyway, so it was full of really amazing products and not just tester size. I got like a massive Molton Brown, loads of moisturisers and bits and pieces, and there were loads of things for your skin. Now, I have a baby, a toddler and a 9-year-old. So life is busy, like it is for all of us. And I have to confess, for far too many years, and I'm embarrassed to tell you this, I have been going to bed and not taking my makeup off. I know, it's the worst thing you can do. I know, I'm going to look like a raisin in a few years. But I'm just so exhausted in the evening. I literally collapse into bed. And particularly while like the babies are tiny, it was always like, oh, you know, same old story, isn't it? I'll look after myself later. I'll deal with that later. Like, I'd rather the sleep than take my makeup off, which is ridiculous, isn't it? And it just reminds me, you know, those when you used to go and have a night out and you'd like slap on the makeup so it'd be super thick. And then if you got in and I'd had too many rosé wines and fell asleep when you woke up in the morning, like it's just awful. It's just such an awful feeling. And I hate the feeling. I really do hate the feeling. But at the same time, I'm often so exhausted or, yeah, I don't really know what happens. The evenings go and I collapse into bed and I wake up with my makeup on and for ages, I've been like, right, I've got to do something about this. This is, I know, I'm very aware of how bad it is for my skin. So I decided like, right, I want to start a bit of a skincare routine. And it was actually by receiving these products that sort of encouraged me to do it. So by skincare routine, you know, I'm talking about taking my makeup off. Now, if you follow Caroline Hirons, who runs Skin Rocks on Instagram, I mean, she's mega cool. And I know the first thing she says is, you know, don't remove your makeup with face wipes. They just don't work. It needs to be a flannel. Use a new flannel every day. And she is the queen of skin. She knows her stuff. So I've been following her for ages and I really enjoy her content. So I was like, right, I'm going to get myself some new flannels. And I'm laughing at myself. And I was like, just that one thing of, it wasn't necessarily a skincare routine. It was just removing my makeup. And then because I was doing that fresh face, I was then like, oh, I had a little look at the products. And one of the products in the bag is from The Ordinary, and I know The Ordinary is do really nice things. I've heard them recommended before. I'm pretty sure ASOS sell them as well, don't they? And in it was I've got the bottle here, I'm reading it, a multi-peptide and HA serum, and it says a multi-technology peptide formula for skin support. So I've no idea what that means. But it comes with like a little pipette. It's a tiny little glass bottle. It's very cute. And it says, apply a few drops to the face in the morning and evening after cleansing. So I've started doing that. So it's really basic. You know, I'm taking my makeup off, turning cleansing, and then I'm putting a couple of those drops on. Okay, so we're not talking five-step skincare routine or anything. I'm literally reminding myself to take off my makeup. So part of that is like, before Christmas, I started going to bed a little bit earlier, not crazy early, but I normally like to be in bed for 9 o'clock just because I have babies that still wake in the night and they wake up early as well. And then the days are quite intense. So I always try and be in bed for 9 o'clock. So I've just started trying to go up to bed at like 8:30, just so that I've got a little bit more time to myself to take my makeup off, do a bit of skincare routine, put on my little drops, even though I don't know what they're doing, but I put them on anyway. And because it makes me feel nice, it makes me feel like I've got my shh together. And I put it on, and sometimes I get into bed and I'll journal or I'll lay out my gym clothes for the next morning, and it just makes me feel good. In fact, it makes me feel more than good, it makes me feel really smug. I get into bed, I feel so smug. I've got a shiny, clean face. I've got my gym clothes ready for the morning. And I might do a little journal. And it's a real, like, hug to myself at the end of a busy day. It's just a really nice wind down time. I'm not going to lie, I still get my phone out and do a bit of a mindless scroll. But I've made the effort and I've done that little bit that's for me. And it's a really nice, like, bookmark to the end of the day. And so like I say, you know, I haven't taken any before or after photos of my skin to see if it has actually improved. I've got no evidence, but it's just in my mind, because I know that I'm taking these steps, I think it looks better. Then there's been days when I'm not putting any makeup on and I think, do you know what? I think my complexion looks better and it looks smoother and it feels nicer. And yeah, I've got no evidence to back this up. It's just, and it could well all be in my mind. It really probably all is in my mind, but it's just the fact that I've made the effort to look after my skin. It just makes me feel good. Like I said, a smug little me gets tucked into bed and I just feel better for it. So whether it has helped my skin or not, it's just that impact it's had on me feeling better about myself. And it's when I talk about self-care with mums, I think self-care is always one of those where it's like, oh, I'm so busy, you know, I've got too many things to do, or it's like, oh, I haven't got time for spa days or weekend away with the girls and all those sorts of things. And it's like, actually, it's not. It is that, like, I'm going to go to bed 10 minutes earlier. And I know there's a real pull, isn't there, of like, do I have more evening so I can feel a little bit more like me, or do I prioritize? You know, how you spend your time is up to you. But I've just found that having those few, just try making the effort. I don't do it every night, but making the effort of trying to take my makeup off, do my little droplets and get into bed early. It just makes me feel a lot better and makes me feel like I've just got it together and that I'm looking after myself as well. Sorry, the dog just had a little shake behind me. Is he? Rubs himself on my beautiful cream carpet. Never mind. So yeah, I really think it's all in the mind. Now, I am one of these people, and I'll tell you this for a reason. I am one of these people who, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you think, do you know what, I'm going to be really good. I won't order the chips. I'll have a salad instead. And then I get home and I'm like, I definitely feel better for that. Or I feel a little bit thinner. Because I had that salad. I mean, never mind, it's covered in Caesar salad dressing. I do love a Caesar salad, but, you know, I am one of those people who I just believe, like, I can make some small choices and it's like all in my mind. I'm like, yeah, it's definitely made a difference. Yes, that's definitely improved my skin. Yes, I've definitely lost weight. I go to one gym class or one exercise class, I'm like, yes, my legs definitely feel much more toned, and it's all in my mind. I'm very aware it really is. But this is a lesson that I learned when I first wanted to change everything, when I'd had my third baby and noticed that I was following women on Instagram who were, yeah, they were doing like sharing their workouts and stuff, but it wasn't just that. It wasn't the like weight that I was wanting to lose. It was the fact that they were strong. I really admired them for, they were building their strength both physically and mentally, and they were looking after themselves and nourishing their body. And I've noticed that for me, deciding to make that change was actually all in my mind. Once I decided I was going to get stronger, I almost was stronger. I was always one step further, one step up the staircase to getting stronger, because it was all in my mind, because I'd made that decision and that commitment to myself. And I really think that it really does help. And one of the things that particularly helps with that is affirmations. So that's telling yourself that you're stronger, or telling yourself that your skin looks better, or telling yourself that your thighs feel more toned because you've been to one gym class. Just that whole way that you talk to yourself and tell yourself these things, instead of putting yourself down all the time, actually telling yourself, I am happy, I am healthy, I am strong, all these different things, actually repeating those affirmations, it really is quite powerful. And I find it, that was one of the things that particularly helped me with my change, with my transformation of going from stuck to strong, being a feeling like a very lost new mum, not a new mum, like third baby, but another baby edition, and feeling really lost and quite wobbly. I felt like I was very soft and wobbly, not just physically, this is mentally as well, and just didn't know who I was anymore. But once I'd made that decision, I started telling myself I was strong. I was telling myself I was strong before I was even picking up weights and doing any workouts. And I was looking at images, and I was looking at workouts, and I was looking at meal plans and how I was going to nourish my body. And I was starting to just make the steps towards buying a gym mat, you know, buying some exercise trousers that actually fit and weren't going to dig in, investing in a sports bra. All those sorts of things were like steps towards getting stronger. And I felt stronger before I'd even picked up those weights and done any sort of workout. Now, I think it's a journey. I think you're going to continually be on it. I still don't think I'm the strongest I could be. And yes, I slacked over Christmas. And I could definitely do some more. But it definitely all helps if it's in your mind first, and start telling yourself that you're stronger, or telling yourself that you're happier, or telling yourself that your skin looks better. It all starts in the mind, because what happens is the more you tell yourself that, you start to believe it. like I said, even before I'd picked up the weights and doing the workout, I started to believe that I was actually stronger. And then what happens is your brain starts to look for evidence. And this is something I teach on the Stuck to Strong course, is that your brain then starts looking for the evidence. If you're telling yourself that you're stronger, if you're telling yourself that your skin looks better because you've started taking your makeup off every night, you look in the mirror and you'd be like, do you know what? I've been thinking that my skin looks better, but actually it does. And you're going to start believing it, and you're going to start noticing it, because your brain is going to look for evidence to back up the thoughts, to check that it's right. Yes, you said your skin was getting better, and look at that. Look at your reflection. It does look better. And then maybe someone will comment on it and be like, oh, Claire, your skin's looking good, or oh, your makeup looks nice, or whatever it might be. And it's just like, oh, yeah, that's another tick. There's more evidence that I'm on the right path to getting better skin or getting stronger or whatever it is that you're aiming to be. But I had these images in my head of the woman that I wanted to be, of almost like not necessarily the end goal, but the goal, the like direction that I was going in. I wanted to be someone who movement was part of my day, who nourished myself, who looked after myself, and who wanted that. And I had that on my vision board, someone who either meditates or works out or is looking after their mind and also looking after their body. And that includes skincare. So now, you know, when I say that I get up and put on my gym clothes and I add in a bit of movement and I try, I mean, I did find a chocolate bar in my pocket today, so I did eat that and I enjoyed it and there was no guilt around it, but I'm making an effort to look after to be aware of the foods that I'm putting into my body. I'm cutting down the wine that I drink during the week and just drink at weekends. I'm looking after my skin. You know, I'm making all the steps to become it, and that person, that image I had in my head on my vision board of the woman that I want to go in, that direction, that life that I want to lead. And I really have changed my life, and it's not the end. I've still got plenty to go, and it's definitely a journey, but just those little tweaks, just those little habits have made such a difference. So yeah, I just hope that helps for anyone who is perhaps at that stage of wanting to make a change. Just start with something small, just start with something little, like just taking your makeup off, or like just going to bed a little bit earlier, or like me putting your gym clothes out in the morning and you put them on regardless of whether you're going to do some movement or not. It's those little habits that actually build into the bigger picture of the person that you want to be, and it can make such a difference. And it normally starts in your mind. And like me with my multi-peptide HA serum that I'm sprinkling on my face in the evening, it's all in my mind. It's me that feels better about it. It's me that it makes me feel good about myself. It's helping me to like myself. It's helping me to care for myself. And I'm telling myself that my skin's looking better for it, whether it is or not, I don't know. But yeah, so definitely just have a look. Is there just one little habit that you could add into your day or into your week? It doesn't have to be every night, just or every morning, just something that you could try and do, because it's more often than not, it's going to have that ripple effect and it's going to improve your life in so many different ways, not just your skin or whatever it is that you're working on. I really hope that helps. I'd love to chat to you further. I hope you haven't listened to this hoping for some sort of skincare tips, because you would be greatly disappointed. But if you would love to learn about building tiny habits or tweaking your lifestyle to help you to start a new chapter, transform yourself, or just take that one step closer to becoming the person that you dream of being, your desired self, I'd love to chat to you further, or come on over and check out the Stuck to Strong course. It's all there, and the feedback we get is just amazing from the ladies. So if you're curious, please come and have a little chat with me. I'd love to tell you more about it. It's a 6-week course that you can do at your pace. And it's just for anybody who, like me, was just feeling so lost, fed up and resentful, and ready to change my life and start feeling like my desired self. Start living like the main character of your life again. I hope that helps. I really look forward to chatting to you soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.